That's our ring time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer.
And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in bed at his house. Abner and Grandpappy are standing just outside of his room talking. Listen.
Yeah, Grandpap, I think Lum's waking up now, so why don't you run on over to the store? Doc Weathers is over there, you know, but he sort of gets things mixed up.
Yeah, I'll go over and help him out. You're sure Lum's going to be all right now?
Yeah. Doc Miller said he was actually all right last night, just dazed quite a bit is all.
Well, I think he would be dazed. Whenever he fainted yesterday, he hit his head on the cook stove, didn't he?
Yeah, that's all that saved him, I reckon. Hitting his head that way sort of broke his fall.
Well, that's good.
We carried him over to his place yesterday, and he slept right now ever since, so he ought to be good and rested up by now.
It ought to be, yeah.
You better get on over to the store.
Yeah, all right. If Lum gets a relapse or if you need anything, just call.
Yeah, I will. Uh-oh, I believe I hear him now. I'll talk to you later, Grandpap.
Oh.
I'm coming, Lum. Just take it easy now.
Oh, me. Oh, my head.
You're going to be all right now, Lum, old boy. I'll bring you a nice basket of fruit, see?
Basket of fruit?
Yeah, apples, bananas. Well, I see the bananas has done it already. Grandpappy's spirit was here for a while. You know how he loves bananas. Them plums there's good, though. I tasted one or two of them. I believe there's one left down in here somewhere.
Wait a minute, what are you bringing me fruit for? And what are you and Grandpap doing over here? What time of the day is it anyway?
Oh, about 8:20 or so.
8:20?
Yeah.
What did I go to bed so early for? I don't generally go to bed till around 9.
Well, this is 8:20 in the morning. The next day, this ain't night no more.
What are you talking about?
Well, you've been in bed since yesterday afternoon.
I have.
Why, sure. See, we bring you over here to your place after you hit your head on the stove.
Well, I never hit my head on no stove.
You did done it, Lum. Don't you recollect? You fainted when you found out that we'd made a mistake about who Duncan Hines was.
Yeah, well, Duncan Hines. Oh, my goodness. Where is he? I've got to square things with him.
Now, Lum, get back in bed.
Let go of me. Now, I've got to explain what a terrible mistake we made.
Just a minute. Lay down now. Now, you can't find him. No ways. He's gone.
Quit sitting on my chest.
Well, I'm just trying to hold you in bed. You ain't no condition to be up running around. That nightgown flapping around your ankle there, you catch a pneumonia.
Did you say he's gone?
Yes,
oh, hold me. I'm ruined. Oh, what a terrible mistake.
Oh, it weren't so terrible.
Couldn't have been worse. Here this tramp friend of Willie the Boodler's comes in, we feed him all them wonderful victuals and treat him like a king, and then the real Mr. Hines comes in and I give him some little old sandwich and Mike and I throw him out of the place.
Yeah, well, it's a lucky thing you done that, too.
Lucky?
Why, sure. Lum, you're liable to be famous now.
What for? Being the first man that tried to get Duncan Hines not to eat at his restaurant?
No, on account of that sandwich.
All right, Abner, this ain't no time to be funny. My head aches too much to listen to your joshing.
Lum, I ain't joshing. That sandwich is the best thing that ever happened to you.
What are you talking about, anyway? That sandwich is just some little old thing that I throwed together. We was giving all our good stuff to that friend of Willie's.
Yeah, and Mr. Hines said that sandwich was the most oddest thing he'd ever ate.
Don't doubt that any.
He said it was wonderful.
Wonderful?
Yeah. He said you could build yourself a big reputation on them things.
Are you telling the truth?
Why, just as sure as I'm standing here eating this pear out of your fruit basket.
Yeah, get your hand out of that basket.
That Lump, I've done got a bit into it now.
Well,
I'm
go ahead and
finish it.
Right.
That ain't real. It tastes good.
Then you can have it now.
Oh,
I don't
good.
Want it.
Okay, that's a good
I hope you're enjoying the fruit you brought me.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, it's uncommonly good. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah, Mr. Hines said he loved and admired the sandwich, Lum. And if you hadn't have fainted there, why, he said he'd have got you to make him another Lumburger.
Lumburger?
Well, that's the name he give him. You give him, or somebody give him.
Yeah, wait a minute. I do recollect something about that. He was asking me what I called them, what kind of burgers it was, and you called out my name just then, and he thought that was the name of the sandwich. Lumburger. Sure, I recollect that.
Yeah, well, that's what he was calling them. And he said they're different from anything he's ever run into before.
Hmm.
Oh, from the way he talked, I think he's going to give you a good recommend on account of him.
Well, if that don't beat the bug to fight.
He said he wanted to get the receipt for him from you, too.
He did?
Yeah. He might be going to put that in his book. I don't know.
Yeah, you say he's left town already?
Yeah. See, this was yesterday that all this happened, Mom. You've been asleep ever since then.
Yeah, I keep forgetting that.
You had concussion or something. Mr. Hines helped bring you over here to your place, and then he taken care of you while I called Doc Miller. So he's a nice fella.
Grannies, he must be. Yeah. Say, he was here waiting on me?
Yeah, he was right here in this room.
Grannies, wished I'd have been conscientious so as I could have enjoyed his company.
Yeah, well, you missed out on a lot. Mom, do you mind if I have that apple there?
No, go ahead. Eat the basket and all.
Oh,
I don't
care. The prettiest thing. I've just been sitting here sort of just admiring that.
So he said I could build up a big reputation out of them Lumbergers, huh?
Uh-huh.
Get famous, huh?
Oh, yes, he said you'd get awful famous with them.
Take that out of your mouth when you're talking.
He said that you could get awful famous with them.
That's better. Well, what do you know about that? Well, it just goes to show you if you've got talents, you're bound to be a success sooner or later. Can't keep a good man down. I've always said that.
Well, I don't know. Bouncing your head on that stove yesterday done a pretty good job of keeping you down, looked like.
Lum Eddards, inventor of the world's famous Lumberger. Lumbergers by Lum of Pine Ridge. Lum the Burger King. Have you tried a Lumberger lately?
No, thanks.
Have you got a little Lumberger in your home?
I believe I will try some of these grapes here, though. Doggies, them things looks good.
Famous, at last.
Grapes.
After all these years of trying to make a name for myself, I finally get famous over some little old thing like a sandwich. Yeah, that's life for you.
Oh! Doggies, I thought these are seedless grapes.
There's a wastebasket over there.
Much of I just like biting into a shotgun shell.
Yeah, never did try that. Them
but
good.
Don't. It'll ruin your plates. I might now have done it.
Feller goes along for years just being an average feller, just run-of-the-mill success, and then one day when he don't expect it, he hits it. He's mediocre overnight.
Ah.
After all the great ideas I've had in my life, I finally make the grade with a little old sandwich.
Well, what's that little raisin doing on there? Looks
something
there, right
I never
on the grape
give no thought to at all.
More likely the secret of your success right there.
Of course, I guess it ain't peculiar. Sort of how a lot of other great men and inventors got famous. Take Marconi, for instance.
Who?
Marconi, famous inventor. Another famous one. You've heard his name.
I don't believe I have, to tell the truth.
Well, he was a famous inventor.
I'm glad to hear he made good. What did he invent?
What did he invent? Well, undoubtedly, you've ate macaroni, haven't you?
Why, sure. I've ate lots of that. Never did know who invented, though. If you ever run into him again, Lum, ask him if he can't invent some way to eat that stuff without getting it wrapped around your neck.
Well, he's dead.
Choked to death, huh? Must have been working on it right then.
And then there's Alexander Graham Bell. You've heard of him.
Yeah, I've heard of him, yes.
Graham Cracker's done it for him.
Well?
Put him right where he is today. See, it's just some little thing.
Yeah.
And then there's Newton.
Yeah, who?
Sir Isaac Newton. You've read about him.
I don't believe I have.
He was sitting under an apple tree one day, and an apple fell and hit him right on the head. And he went home and invented the Fig Newton.
Well, just a minute now. What's getting hit on the head with an apple got to do with making Fig Newtons?
Well, I don't know for sure. I never did quite get that part of the story.
You sure that weren't a fig tree he was sitting under?
No, it was an apple tree. I think the idea was that when this apple hit him on the head, it started some wheels to turn around, joggled his brain, sort of. And somehow or other, he come up with the idea for the Fig Newton. I don't know, Abner. It was so long ago, I just recollect
that. It looks like that ought to give him the idea for apple dumplings. Apple Newtons. What did he fall on after the apple hit him, Lum?
I don't know. I wasn't there.
He must have hit a fig tree some way.
Only point I was trying to make is that a feller can get famous over some little old common thing that you know. Wait a minute. I think that was my ring. Would you answer the phone for me?
Oh, yeah, sure. You stay right in bed. Yeah, I'll get it right now.
Famous at last.
Hello, Lum Eddards residence.
Lumberger.
Oh, what is it, Grandpap?
Lumberger.
Yeah, he's feeling all right, but I don't think he'll be back to work today.
Lumberger?
There he is, huh? Huh? Well, I'll be dead, but just a minute. Hey, Lum, Grandpap says the restaurant's jammed full of folks all wanting to get one of them Lumbergers.
Granny says folks heard about it already.
Why, the whole town looks like.
Well, what
are you going to do about it? You ain't in no shape to go down there and do no cooking. Doc Miller said you ought to stay in bed another day anyway.
Well, you can go down there and cook them just as well as me. Ain't nothing to it.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Hello, Grandpap. Tell them to keep their shirts on. I'll be down there in 2 minutes. Yeah, so long. Well, I better get down there then.
Yeah, man. Don't waste a minute. And let me know how you make out.
Yeah, I will. I'll tend to... By the way, how do you make a Lomburger? What do you put in it?
Oh, you just take a bun and some hamburger and Oh, my goodness.
What's the matter?
I forgot what I put in it.
Huh?
That hit on the head must have jarred my memories out of me. Here I am, famous for Lombergers, and I don't even know how to make one.
Well, that's fame for you. False and fleeting.